Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6 June 2022, and welcome to tonight's program. We are really glad you're with us. Not me there. We're going to bring up a very special guest. First time I spoke to this gentleman, his name is Bruce Goodmanson. We're going to talk about his issue tonight that I think most of us realize is actually a true situation, but we don't put much into it. We're going to talk tonight about what he's going to reveal to us that I think you'll want to share with your friends and family. Before I do that, though, I have several prayer requests, if you don't mind. Let's just do those, okay? Have Eddie. Eddie needs prayer. He's for health. He's not doing well, okay? Please remember that. Also, Steve, who used to come to our Bible studies, hadn't been there for a while and found out he's been very sick. So let's keep Steve in your prayers. Karen talked to me, and she's asking for direction in her life. She doesn't know exactly what to do, but she's asking for direction in her life. And also, we have a lady in France who called us once in a while, and she called and is also looking for direction in her life. So, folks, these people are asking for our prayers. Please don't forget that. And also, Terry, who had major surgery and coded once. So his wife asked for prayer for Terry. So please don't forget that. I mean, they're trusting us. They will take these people before our Father in prayer and ask for his healing touch, his direction in their lives. The people are wanting to serve the Lord and do it right. Let's not forget all these prayers. That's for Eddie, Karen, a lady in France, Terry. I mean, let's not forget any of these. Okay, and Steve, please. Now, we are going to have church again this weekend on Saturday because it's the last time that we get to have it this month. I'll be going on a trip with my family. Week after next, leaving on 17th, went back until the following Monday, following Saturday. Phil's going on a trip also. His youngest daughter is having his grandson, his first boy in the family on his side. So it's going to the rest of the month will be kind of everybody scattered. So be with us on this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, like as usual. You can join us by if you want to join us and watch us live, you can go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream and there we'll be. We'll always do, of course, prayer requests and testimonies the first few minutes, and then 11:30 we go into current events, and then we go into our Bible studies at 1 o'clock. So join us this coming Saturday. If you can't join us on the computer, call and join us on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And for the rest of this month, I'm going to put all my books on special. Now, I've written about 6 little books, folks. Nothing spectacular, but I think they're well written because they're scriptural. The last 3 I wrote that everybody seemed to enjoy when they get them, we're going to offer all 3 of them, $15. Now, that's, believe me, that's below cost. But I'm going to put all three of those in one volume next time around. But all three of the books, all three of them, $15 delivered. We can get all six of the books for $35 if you want them. Just have to call that, tell Lisa what you want at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, we'd appreciate if you do that, 304-846-4448. I wish you would call and I thank you to enjoy the books. If you don't like them, send them back or send the money back to you. The last three for $15 or all six for $35, that's delivered price right to your door. I hope you'll take advantage of it. And folks, may I suggest, now this is only a suggestion, if you have people that you like to give gifts to, especially teenagers or maybe a little bit confused on life, the last three may help them. All of them will, but I think the last three especially will touch their hearts and open up their eyes. But they're all available. Three of them for $15, or all six of them for $35 if you want them. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. Come a lot from this month. And I expect we'll have to reorder them. And I want to do at least three of them in one volume from now on. Now, our guest tonight is Bruce Goodmanson. He's written a book entitled 100% Success Without College. Now, you're going to find out why. Because I think most of us realize that the schools, that we call them schools, they're actually cesspools. They're hell holes. Destroy our children's minds and their spirit. They kill their soul, so to speak, by teaching them all manner of perversion. And if your child is in a public school and you call yourself a Christian, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame on you. Just that easy. And Bruce, are you there?
Thank you.
Hey, it's an honor to have you, sir, and I mean that. Just come on in, make yourself to home, and I'd like for you to tell the folks a little bit about Bruce Goodmanson, what he's done, his bio, and how to get involved in writing a book like this, and why do you care in the first place? You go ahead. Who are you, Bruce?
Well, 2 years ago, I worked for a bankruptcy law firm, and it was my job to find out where the hurt of our clients was, just about where they were at in the way of debt. And this young lady, she comes into the office. She was probably around her late 20s, and she was just jumping for joy. She was so happy. And we sat down, and I says, "What is making you so excited?" And she says, "Well, I'm here to bankrupt on my $220,000 of debt." And I says, "Tell me about it." And well, she had about, it was about $180,000 of undergraduate degree. And the rest was for her master's degree in guidance counseling. She was going to be a high school guidance counselor. And you should have seen, Pastor Butch, her countenance drop immediately when she found out, and it took a while to explain it to her, but that she could not legally ever bankrupt on that debt. And what caught my attention was that here she was trained to be a professional guidance counselor, and yet she didn't even know a common fact about student loans, and that is you can't bankrupt on a loan. Even more, we learned that her starting salary was going to be $42,000. She couldn't afford to be a high school guidance counselor, Pastor Butch, because her student debt was going to be costing her in about three more months at that time. $2,600 a month. She couldn't afford to be a high school guidance counselor. So I wrote a white paper to parents or to our clients as to what to about the disaster of our student loan and program and what to avoid on it. And then I thought to myself, well, isn't there other opportunities out there besides college? Now, I knew about trade schools and apprenticeships and everything else, but I didn't know how bad college is. And by the way, our college system is horrendous, and bad colleges, I believe, have started with a bad public education system. Let me give you a brief reason why. Right now, this year, 71% of our high school graduates, 71%, were not proficient in reading, writing, math, science, and U.S. history. And compared to students of other nations, our students are ranked 26th academically worldwide. 26, which means that our public education teachers are ranked 26 as well. And please don't tell me that it's a hard job. It isn't. It is a simple job. And I'll give you the evidence. Here you have homeschooling moms, Pastor Bush. Homeschooling moms, they're just moms, and very few of them have ever been trained to be professional teachers. And yet their students, their children, score in the upper 80th percentile on all the critical subjects on average, the 80th percentile. Remember, these are just moms. On the other hand, the professional teacher who has been trained at a university, their students, their public education, or the public school teachers, their students score in the mid-50th percentile. So what on earth is going on here where an amateur mom can outperform the professional teacher?
I want to ask you a question, Bruce. How'd you get involved? How'd you get involved in this? I mean, what made you decide all of a sudden to jump into revealing what's going on in the public school system? What made you get involved in this in the first place?
Back in my days of college, I was in the Department of Education, but I was going through a field called instructional science. And even back then, Pastor John Butch, I saw that our public education system was drowning. Matter of fact, there was a report came out that was highly influential. It was called A Nation at Risk. And the authors of the book said, basically, if a foreign nation came in and created the mediocrity that we now have in our public education system, we would have declared it as an act of war, as an act of war. And that was back in 87. Now, again, when I dovetail with writing this article about how to avoid the student debt, I did the research and found out more about what's happening in our college education system, and then I got furious. Realized that college, for example, is of no value, of absolutely no value to 85% of our nation's workforce. 85%. In fact, out of 100 students, out of 100 students who are accepted into college, 50 of them are going to drop out. And of the 50 students who do remain and graduate, 30 of them are going to end up in jobs they would have gotten straight out of high school.
I have seen that in my own life, my own experiences. I've seen that. It's really a sad situation, but they'll go to school sometimes for 6 and 7 years. I guess you just go to school because they can go to school when they're getting paid to go, maybe. But they get out of school and they get a job being a teller at the bank. I mean, whoopee. I mean, what a waste of money and time. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, it is. It is. Matter of fact, there was a survey that said that the United States is now home to 115,000 janitors, 16,000 parking lot attendants, 83,000 bartenders, and 35,000 Uber and taxi drivers. And they all have one thing in common. They all have a bachelor's degree. And I just want to show you how ineffective our universities are right now. And it's
Before you go there, though, fill us in on the what you learned about the public school system itself. I mean, what have you seen in the public? We call it public school. I call it public school system. Well, what did you catch in that?
Well, it's a travesty. Matter of fact, I tell parents, and I'm invited many times to speak, and I says, look, you can't win in the public education system to improve it. You can't do it. It is entrenched by a lobby, the National Education Association, that has so much money and so many legislators that are so willing to do their bidding. So I just simply say to parents, get your kids out of the public education system. I don't care what you do. Find a new system, but get them out because they're going to be destroyed. Right now, Joe Biden, just about 3 weeks ago, declared during a teachers' conference that he told the teachers specifically that when the kids are in your schoolroom, they belong to you. In fact, principals and teachers no longer refer to the children's parents as parents. They refer to them as caretakers. That's how bad it's gotten. So I'm saying, Mom and Dad, you better wake up because the public education system is destroying your kids, as is the university experience. And understand, college now only gives our kids four things. This is four things they offer our kids after all that tuition. By the way, the average debt of a university student upon graduate, actually all of them, is $37,500. But the four things that the university now gives our kids is a loss of faith, a loss of love for our country, a massive amount of debt and absolutely no job skills. And this is the exercise I want to perform with you.
Not to mention brainwashing them into a Marxist state.
Exactly. Matter of fact, mom and dad, if you decide to send your kids to college, I promise you, you're financing the effort to destroy this country. You are actually donating to the Marxist Communist Party. That's what you're doing. And to show you again how it's a simple exercise, think of it this way. Think of 50 trade school programs or 50 apprenticeship programs, such as nuclear technology, plumber, diesel mechanic, social media marketing, banking. All of these programs in the apprenticeships and in the trade schools, every single one of them provides the students upon graduation a real job skill, all 50 of them. Now, take the time and think of 50 college majors, any 50 majors you want to think of. How many of those 50 majors would you say provides a graduating student's real job skills? 10, maybe 15 at the most. In fact, colleges are getting so antiquated that corporations are now turning to community colleges, which provide training skills. Matter of fact, here in Arizona, we have Boeing, Cisco, Apple, and Intel. All four of these countries have now made alliances with 10 community colleges here in the Valley to teach their students, the students in these community colleges, the skills that these companies need. And when these students graduate, they have a direct beeline to these for employment with these companies. But the problem with universities right now is that technology is changing so quickly, so rapidly. 30 years ago, you might have some brand new technology come out, such as maybe WordPerfect, which basically helped a person write a good sentence grammatically. And that happened maybe once every 6 months. But now, powerful technologies such as WordPerfect are coming out almost every other week. And the universities do not have the time to keep up. And the reason why is because you have professors who are tenured, and they are just too lazy to change their curriculum. So they stick with the same old teaching techniques and information they had 20, 15, 10 years ago. But that's not helping corporate America.
No, it isn't. And when they start them in the public school system, and when they're 4 or 5 years old in kindergarten, the brainwashing starts almost immediately. Doesn't it?
It does. There's all this woke information that's coming out, and the reason why they're doing it is very simple, Pastor Butch. If you dumb down an individual, they have to become dependent upon the government because they don't have the skills to live for themselves. They don't have the ability to think for themselves. They have to wait until somebody tells them what to do. And so now, all of a sudden, over the last 5 years, which we have never heard of before, ever in the history of our country, is the ability for a young man to transform himself into a young woman. I find it appalling. Even at the universities, at Pennsylvania University, the president of the University of Pennsylvania declared or actually believes that this young man who swam varsity on the men's team for 3 years magically transformed himself into a female athlete to go from ranking 346th in the nation as a man to number one as a woman.
Well, no. I say this. I really don't think they believe that. Demented, but I know it's all about control. The whole system has been about control long before. Even when I was in school back in the 50s and 60s, it was about control. I didn't know that. Mom, Dad didn't know that, obviously, and I didn't either for years. But by the time my son was in second grade, I took him out of public school. I put him in Christian school and homeschooled. Yes, it was expensive, but I keep telling people, we're not talking about cars and boats here. We're talking about children and their souls. It's worth the money if you have to go out and work three jobs to get them out of that hellhole we call schools. And I don't want to pick any fights anybody Bruce, but I have to say that if Christians put the children in public school, either they're totally ignorant of the facts of what's going on, and I'm saying this out of love, or they just don't care enough to get them out of there. That's it. It's just that simple.
I totally agree with you, Pastor Butch. It's the greatest gift a parent can give is their love,
amen,
their faith, and a quality education. Those are the three greatest gifts you can give your children. And if you don't do that, you're basically going to pay for it. Because right now, for example, almost 40% of all high school or college graduates have to live back at home with mom and dad because they can't afford to live anywhere else.
That's true.
Or they don't have the skills to. And if you notice, more and more, the age of a child leaving their parents' home is getting older and older. So, and it's because they're basically, look at it this way. The average young man by the age of 21 will have played 10,000 hours of video games. That's 3.4 years of their life. 10,000 hours. And these young men, which I have a special little chapter about your sons, they're getting killed. They have no social skills. They have no the ability to achieve in college or even in other fields. And so this is what? They're sitting at home playing these video games, and mom and dad try to get something going, but they're just not giving them what I call is tough love. And they need it. They need to be waking up and says, let's get at it. And this is what my book is all about, 100% Success Without College. It gives parents the information to say, look, son, let's wake up and let's explore the opportunities out there. Because understand this, Pastor. The typical university has, on average, only 86 majors, 86 careers to choose from. In fact, Harvard only has 58. So you go to Harvard and you've got only 58 majors to choose from. And yet there are over 12,000 careers to look over. 12,000 careers out there to choose from. And our high school guidance counselors, they never, ever send a young adult down that opportunity trail. They always talk about college. They always say that your only way to succeed in America is to have that college degree. Well, they say you need that college degree because once they get into college, they become woke. The professors take over. They become the thought police. And right now, almost 80% of conservative college students have to self-censor themselves because they feel like the grades will be destroyed if they didn't. That's how bad it's getting.
Well, you know, I know you have some stories to tell about what you've experienced yourself personally, what's happening with the student in the school system. And I think, at least in the first when this country was first formed, that perhaps the schools were made to educate the children and teach them morals. I mean, I know even when I went to school, we had prayer every morning. We said prayer over lunches. We had things that were still acceptable. Today, that's all changed. Children that now will say Christian children and act like Christians and try to be good children are harassed and laughed at and called homophobes and transphobes and everything else that you can think of because of the Christian value. So all we're doing is destroying our child's faith in a lot of cases, especially in colleges. Am I right on that?
You are absolutely right, 100%. There is, again, no reason to put them in the public education system unless you want their values destroyed. Same with the university. If you want their values destroyed, if you want them to start hating America, if you want to have no skills and the ability to take care of themselves responsibly, then send them to college. And like I said earlier, you are indeed financing the effort of destroying this country if you send your kids to college. I guarantee you that. Right now, pornography is taught in the classroom all throughout our universities. Sex workshops are offered on campus. So when your freshman son or daughter walks on campus, they have these little booths up, and they're just talking about these sex workshops that you can get involved in that can help you get laid professionally without any problems. We've got diversity
only interrupt you. I did not know that. They have sex workshops to teach them how to be prostitutes?
No, how to basically Well, like there's topics like how to have a threesome and still be a gentleman, for example.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, I mean, the reason I said about prostitutes, I know some students will perform sex acts in order to pay tuition. I know that to be a fact.
They do. Absolutely do.
So this is something that nobody wants to talk about either, but it's a fact. But yeah, they teach them how to have perverted sex and call it good. And then we wonder why so many young ladies are getting pregnant and then want to, of course, kill their baby because they made a mistake. This is what America has become, folks, and it isn't pleasant. But our public school system has done this to our children, and we as parents, ignorantly or not, makes no difference. They still destroy their children. We're going to go to break in about 2 minutes. You go and make some more points, and we'll go to break in a second, then we may take some phone calls. Go ahead.
Well, also what I would say is that there are, outside of the university, there are so many opportunities to earn or have a career training experience. There are trade schools, there are apprenticeships. There are 26,000 apprenticeships across the country. And they're powerful because you've got three great features to apprenticeships. One, you're learning in the classroom setting. Two, you're going out and working and applying what you've learned the day before. But three, you're being paid to be trained. And there are 26,000 of them out there. And like I said, there are community colleges that provide you trainings in trade skills. And there's sales and entrepreneuring and cyber boot camps and corporate universities. This is where all these other 12,000 opportunities are at, outside of the university experiences. And I'll tell you, Pastor Butch, this mantra that is expressed all the time, that college is the only way that you're going to earn a great living, is a lie. It is a horrible lie. And they always give this little, well, if you're a college graduate, you're going to earn X amount more than Johnny, who's just a high school graduate or a trade school profession. It's just not so. I can tell you stories of stories and stories upon stories upon stories where kids are making over $100,000 within their first 2 years of work. But,
wow.
Oh yes.
Simply because they went to trade school or learned a trade on. Okay. Yes.
There was this man that came to our home real quickly. He came to our home to look at our roofing over a certain section. He says it's just fine. And I said, well, let me ask you: can a young man or a young woman earn a great living being a roofer with only a high school degree? And he says, you're talking to him. And I says, well, tell me more. He says, I don't even have a high school degree, and after working 9 years as a roofer and I owning my own company for 5 years, I now own a $2.4 million home, and it's paid for.
Wow.
Just a roofer.
Wow, hang on to the break, please. Folks, if you have any questions, comments, any type of power, you feel to share your story with us, ask questions, we're available and probably here for 844-769-2944. Let me urge you, get your child out of public food system. There are nothing but hell holes and cesspools on today's youth. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food cost, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your soul and shield. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. We'll get the phone lines in a minute. So you, Mick and Daryl, hang on. They'll get the call just in a few minutes. 844-769-2239. 2944. And folks, that song, This Is War, it really is war. And I'm telling you right now that the public school system, the public school system, has been a tool used against the country, period, but especially against the church for decades and decades. Now, it has been used to destroy the children in every way possible, destroy the family structure, to bring in all manner of perversion. I just heard a teacher say today that families of all shapes and sizes are important. And she wasn't meaning mom and dad and a bunch of children. No, no, she meant two dads, two moms, whatever, transgenders. That's what she meant, folks. And those are the ones teaching your children. And I'm saying this out of pure love. Why in the name of God are you subjecting your children to this filth? Don't you love them enough that their souls enough that I don't care if you have to sell your house to homeschool them or teach them, give them out of hell hope. Aren't your child's souls worth everything? What is wrong with us today in this country besides being lazy, self-centered, and selfish, or as I call sin, S-I-N, self-indulgent narcissist? That's what we become. It's all about us and my stuff. Let my children go to hell. I want my stuff. That's just the way it is. But anyway, go ahead and very quickly, one more time, Bruce, tell us a little bit about your background and what you did for a living to when you got involved in this, and then we'll get some more questions for you, and then we'll get the phone lines.
Sure. Well, I got my college degree at least 35 years ago when college meant something. And I got it in a field called instructional science, which is the science of training. And I started a company called Thanks America Press, which we created a training program for companies for a number of years. And then we transferred over to what is called Fire Up the Soul, LLC, which creates motivational products that go out nationally right now. And that's the company that I currently run. And then I was asked to work for a bankruptcy firm for about 4 years. And that's where I fell in love with the topic of college and universities. I've always had that in the back of my mind, but this is where I fell in love with it. And so I wrote the book, 100% Success Without College. And by the way, if your audience is interested, they can find it at anythingbutcollege.com. anythingbutcollege.com.
And folks, I would recommend the book. It's about 280 pages long for only $19.95, less than $20. 100% Success Without College. Now, if you have children, especially children now, I don't care what the ages are, if they're still just starting, that's fine. Get in and read this book and show this, teach them this book and what it can mean. But if they're at college age and you're having second thoughts about college, and you really should, get a copy of this book and find out what you can do to help them be successful without that humanist manifesting cesspool we call college. The book, again, is 100% Success Without College. And in 1995, you can find them on your website. And what name is, give us a website again, please.
It's anythingbutcollege.com. And the PDF, the download PDF is for $19.95. And the actual softbound book is $29.95.
All right. That's my fault. I see that now. Okay, I overlooked that. And folks, if they don't have computers and can't go online, can you order them some other way?
You know, you got me there. I wouldn't know that they could email me at bruce@successwithoutcollege.org. bruce@successwithoutcollege.org. And we'll work something out.
And if you don't have a computer, you will copy this book. If you notify me, I will take the money and I will mail it to Bruce myself, and he'll send you the book. I mean, I'll be the middleman here. If you want to copy the book, and please, if you have children, especially college age, but any child, teach them the truth now. Don't wait. A child of college age, please get a copy of this book and show them, hey, this is available. You don't need to go in debt for college education. Here's trade schools. Here's other things you can do. Apprentices. Do all these things. But folks, get a copy of the book and share it with them so you can learn it yourself and they can see what they can do without going in debt and ruining their hearts and minds and souls. Again, just call us to ministry. If you don't have a computer, call us and we'll get it for you. Now, anything else you want to say before we go to phone calls, Bruce?
Well, I have story after story after story after story of success in the book. Don't think it's just this technical book. It actually reads as like a wicked crime in a novel. And success stories that these kids need to hear because they've been so indoctrinated into the ideology that they can only succeed with a college degree. And there are just literally millions who are succeeding without one. So, and even if your kids are planning on going to college, I have a chapter about that that will help them.
All right. Folks, I mean, I hope you get a copy of the book for your children's sake. Please pay attention to this and get them out of that hellhole with the whole public schools. Please, for their sake and for the glory of God. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome. Are you there, Mick? I don't
How
hear Mick.
How many people
Mick.
Know?
There you go. Okay, Mick, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You come in. We didn't hear you at first. Go ahead and start over again.
I said, yo, about student loans. How many people
yeah.
know that you don't have to pay it back if that loan was sold to another company?
Well, if they know that, most people don't know that. They have no idea.
Yeah,
they have no idea. That goes from mortgages and everything else, too. Most people don't know that.
That's right.
They don't know that.
But, yo, that's why I always say this. Because I went to two colleges, and of course I got the work that deal. They outsourced the jobs to India, okay?
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
1994.
That
tells you a lot
sense.
Right there.
It does.
They're doing that now with H-1B visas, where basically young men and young women who are really good at computers in India, they've got these wonderful trade schools there, and they come to America and they take over the 80,000 jobs that were worked by Americans, and they're paid $40,000, almost half of what they are, and they're happy for it.
That's true, from India and other places also. I mean, that's very true. I mean, the young people in America, well, folks, all I can say is if you're going to college, you're wasting money. That's just as plain as I can put it. Anything else, Mick?
Well, that's about your life, what you said. Computer science, and those, I say a little bit harsher words about not going to waste my time, but those doofuses sold us out.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure they did. Absolutely did. And it's all planned. You know, that's the sad part. It's been planned. This didn't happen overnight. This has been planned many, many years ago, at least since the late 1800s, to undermine the public school system, turn us into communists and fascists and everything else. That's happened, Mick. Good point. Thanks for the call, Mick. I got to jump. A good call. Thank you. Let's go next to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Good to be on as a caller with your good guest here. And
thank you.
Pastor Butch, I have a couple questions to ask to find out where your guest from the time he was in college sounds like he might be as old as we are, and you're pretty old, and I'm even older than Pastor Butch. I'm 75. So can I ask how old you are, Bruce?
I'm 65.
Oh, I'm still a youngster, right, Pastor Butch?
Yeah.
He's still a punk. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Second question is, can we ask what your last name is?
It's Goodmanson. Goodmanson. If you
search,
you're going to... Oh, go ahead.
And I used to be in Fort Huachuca, stationed there in the Army in Arizona. So what big city are you close to in Arizona?
Well, I'm about 30 miles east of Phoenix.
Okay. I'm familiar with Arizona. And my most important question is, have you ever read Charlotte Itherbee's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America?
No, I've read a book that's similar to it called The Graves of Academe by Robert Mitchell. The Graves, not the Groves, but The Graves of Academe. But there's a lot of authors out there who are speaking the truth in the sense that they're saying to parents as a warning voice, our schools are just horrible.
Yeah, they are. They truly are.
But when I was growing up, I was in a college prep class in high school, and I graduated in 1965, and I got a better education in a good public school, and they since went to heck, you know. But I got a very good college education, I mean college prep education. It prepared me very well for eventually getting a BA in Russian out of the University of Maryland while I was still in the Army, based on a lot of the good college credits I got out of Syracuse University under contract with the U.S. Air Force, as Pastor Butch was also in the Air Force.
Right.
And final thing I'd like to say is help Pastor Butch out, call the decision by getting that great book he's got called The Grand Design Exposed. You can get that for a very, very reasonable price shipped to you. And Pastor Butch, why don't you tell them how they can get that? Because that tells a lot of our history that was stolen from us, not put into American history books. I'm a history fan, and I'm not real happy with what's happened with history in our public schools.
Amen.
So thanks
right,
for
that,
having Bruce on, Pastor Butch, and
you're welcome.
Thank you, Bruce, for your efforts.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Folks, that book is available for $10. Yeah, I got him a real good deal. The gentleman passed away, and his people took over the home, and his family said they didn't want him, and I bought him a good price. So if you want a copy of the book that will absolutely open your eyes to a lot of things that I didn't know, things that seem really weird when you find out the truth, for example, that the place where the White House, where Washington sits, was once called Rome, and the guy that owned him was named Pope, and it goes on from there, but there's a lot more than that to it. So you feel free to, if you want to copy the book for $10, you call us 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. You use credit card, debit card, or get an address, write a check. We don't care, but it's a book that everyone should read if you want the truth, okay? All right, let's take another call. We're running out of time, so quick, let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. Great program tonight. You're absolutely right, Bruce. You're right. You're hitting it out of the ballpark. Colleges are nothing but indoctrination centers.
That's true.
And there was what I saw 2 years ago with all the riots in the city. What are you getting a bachelor's degree in? Antifa to burn down the cities or what? Because you know how many of them were college students? And you know how many of them are run by the George Soros Foundations? A lot of them.
Yes.
They are globally controlling the youth since all the way to college. And this year, I never went to college because when I graduated high school in the late 70s, I didn't want to go because it didn't look right. And most of the people said, well, you got to go. You're going to have to get a good education. Well, most of the guys I knew back then, they're working as a janitor. They never had, whatever the case may be, minimum wage jobs. And they wonder, and then they realize we got shafted in the system. They took all that tuition money because it's all for the elite to program you for the new world order.
Very true. Very true. Good points. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, and I also want to think that, you know, the topic tonight was something on my mind is if we have some hard times like water or electricity goes out, how many of the college graduates in the millennial period do not know how to grow food,
find
water sources, hunt for food? They don't know how to do that.
No, they don't. They don't. And common sense has been taught out of them. Common sense has been destroyed through these public food systems. Very good points, Chris.
Well,
anything else? Go ahead.
Let me just add to that. Right now, there was a survey or a report done by the Armed Services, and they said that basically, I think it was right around 77% of our high school graduates do not qualify for the Armed Services for one reason or another. They're that backwards. 77% of our kids.
Wow. Wow, what a nation we have, folks. It's been destroyed inside and out. All right, Chris, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to, again, you know, like I said, you know, our military has been corrupted, and I know a lot of your listeners did it for the right reasons, but these young kids at 18 going in to get a college degree, they're using you to, you know, either get the shot, the vaccines, and that's another issue on there, too. They're doing so many evil things to our kids, and it's time to educate our kids. Let's come together, and let's not walk away from it, because if we don't, it's the end of this country.
It is. It is. Good call. Thank you, Chris. Very good call.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in.
Yeah. Of course, the first thing I have to open up with is, hey, I'm sure you're well aware that the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto is free education for all children in public schools.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I refer to the faculty at these, quote, institutes of higher learning. I call them overpaid, underworked, Marxist mouthpieces.
That's very accurate, my friend. Very accurate. That's going to make a lot of people mad. I don't care. That's very accurate. It truly is accurate. You have any comments on that, Bruce?
Well, this is the point of it. This is why they've done such a hard effort, starting back in the late or early 70s, to get kids into college. Because think of it this way. You will never see, or you have never seen, an article written about a group of diesel mechanic students walking out of their classroom to protest for gender rights. It just doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
Because these kids who go to trade schools and apprenticeships are the salt of the earth. They're the good, hardworking people. But it does happen in the universities because they were designed to pollute our kids because the professors are willing to do so.
Amen. Very good point. Anything else you want to add, Dave?
Well, that reminds me of it's kind of like a little mini prefiguration of the anti from the Black Lives Matter movement. But you remember the Occupy, like it started with Occupy Wall Street?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, right in Boston, right by, you know, Dewey Square, right by, you know, South Station. And in fact, it was right across from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Well, what a mere coincidence, but they had an encampment of the, you know, of those Occupy Boston. That's what they call themselves. So I just went through there. I just, you know, observed them and, you know, tried talking with them. And the great many of them, you know, they couldn't speak a sentence, that they couldn't tell you what they were doing there or what the cause was. So I determined, I think, you know, Comasar professor, you know, said, oh, well, you can have these next few weeks off and I'll give you your credit. So just go.
That's very true. Very good point. Yeah. And people, he's not lying. Yeah. They are actually paid to do this and given credits for doing these kind of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good call, Dave. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Very good call.
Okay.
Very good call. You know, Bruce, I'm blessed to have some of the most intelligent listeners, I think, in the world. These people are right on top of everything. I'm amazed. I really
Absolutely.
Am. I'm humbled. I'm humbled that they take time to listen to old Hillbilly, but they do.
know,
Now, we're down about the last 3 or 4 minutes here. And again, folks, if you want a copy of the book, 100% Success Without College, you don't have a computer. If you call our office or send us, if you want the book is $29.95. It'll be sent shipped to your door. That includes shipping, I assume. You can call and order through us, and we will see that it gets to you. I think Bruce will trust me. I'll send the money, and he'll send you the book. So I know a lot of you don't have computers, and I don't blame you. I wouldn't need it if I didn't need one to do what I do. But if you want one, please get it. And I beg you, if you have a home of any age, or you have basically still in college age, they're looking to go to college, don't let them waste their money and their lives. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. I'm begging not to do that. For their good and for God's glory, don't let them do this. You call and get a copy of the book. You show it to them. Let them look at it. You read it yourself. Find out what it says. And see if it doesn't make sense to know that your child does not have to be deceived into being a humanist through these cool systems that become government welfare recipients and actually whores. To be fed by man and by their king, their new God. And believe me, folks, if you're fed by the government, most of y'all are going to sell your souls for food because you're afraid you don't have to take care of yourself. I'm just saying like it is. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pleasant. I'm not going to pull any punches. You're in bad shape if you depend on man to feed you. And most of us do, especially retired like I am. Go ahead, Bruce. Anything else you want to add? You've got about 3 minutes.
Well, I would just like to say, look, Mom and Dad, this isn't a game. This is not a game. If you have kids in the public education system, get them out. I don't care what you have to do, get them out and get them. You know, homeschooling only takes about 2 hours a day. It's not an eight-hour adventure. Realize that Mark Twain and Abraham Lincoln both had a year and 2 months worth of formal education. And yet look at the astounding abilities they had as writers and as speakers. They were marvelous people, and they did it in very few years of actual training. And likewise, I'm pleading with you to keep your kids out of the college system. There are so many opportunities. Real quickly, here's a story. A young man, he doesn't graduate from high school. He buys at wholesale a bundle of men's underwear, long johns. He takes them up to the Pacific Northwest. He sells them to lumberjacks. He earns $1,500. He moves himself to Washington, D.C. He borrows another $1,500 and buys an A&W root beer franchise. He then buys another and then another. And then after 20 years, he decides to buy a hotel. And then he buys another hotel. The name of this high school dropout, this underwear salesman, is John Marriott. The Marriott Hotels. These are the stories your kids need to hear. That it's just simple kids who were underwear salesmen who made empires. And your children can do the same thing if they learn that they can do it without the need of a college degree.
Amen. Amen. Again, folks, if you want the book, one more time, give your website one more time.
Yes, it's anythingbutcollege.com. Anythingbutcollege.com.
And folks, again, the book's available on there. And if you want to order through us, you can. $29.95 delivered. You called to give
it's
a credit card.
$29.95 plus shipping.
Okay. Shipping is how much on that?
And the shipping is very minimal. It's only $5.
Okay. All right, folks. Make it $34.95. You call Lisa and use your credit card, debit card, or get her address and write a check. And I promise you, I'll get the book for you. You say, I want the book that Bruce mentioned, 100% Success Without College. And Bruce, thank you for your efforts. Thank you for your time.
Oh,
and God bless you out there trying to educate people. Well, it's a team effort, my friend. It really is. I never met you before tonight, but it's a team effort. We got to work this together. This is not a playground. This is for real. This is for all the marbles, is it not?
It is. Absolutely. It is critical.
Okay. You keep in touch, and we'll be in touch with you sometime in the future. How's that?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you again, my friend.
All right, thank you, Bruce. Folks, we love you and see you tomorrow night. And I'll be with you tomorrow night. Just you and I tomorrow night. We've got some important issues to talk about. I'll see you there. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.